Hello, this is Isaac Woolsey of Apolitical. It is like way past midnight by the time I'm right now as I'm recording this, and I've been thinking a lot, and I've been having trouble sleeping, but some thoughts in my mind. I think that throughout history, I've come to the realization that, one, ideas and beliefs never die. They always get revived or defended or put underground, but they never die. Which goes to my next point. If you try to persecute someone for a certain idea they have, ultimately they go underground or they get more sympathy and they become stronger and they end up taking over. And then they persecute a certain idea or some people or something and they get bigger. So what I want you guys to have on this note is, if you're going to try to take someone down for what they believe in, just know that if they get enough followers, eventually they can take you down. So, just remember that you kind of never persecute or marginalize anybody according to belief system. If you want to fight a belief, come up with a counter-argument. That's pretty much my two cents on that issue. I mean, I'm trying to come up with a new philosophy called the rage philosophy, which is basically, I'm going to elaborate more on it, but I'm trying to write a book about it. It's called, pretty much what it is it's a protest of the modern mental health system. I think that it was flawed from the very beginning, and it still has not been quite reformed as much. And I think that it's just kind of like obsolete, and we don't really need it. I've been in the system for the mental health. I've been in hospitals and group homes. And I've learned that it didn't really help me. It didn't make me move past or change me. I mean, I still go to my therapist, but, and I still take my meds, but ultimately, it's done more harm in my life than good. And pretty soon I'm gonna do an episode where I talk about the dangers and the history of mental health, but I just want you to know that if someone says you're not mentally ill, if you're mentally ill, you still have a right to speak your mind. You still should have just as much right as everyone else. If you're not hurting people, and you're generally a good person, now being good is subjective, but if you generally believe that and try to help someone, it shouldn't, mental illness is pretty much just a label, in my opinion. And I think that anyone will agree with me. Which comes to my next point. If anyone would like to whatchamacallit, if anyone would like to send me a voice message anytime that this is aired, that'd be great. So I can do a segment where I'm talking to people and, like, responding to things. because I kind of need someone to bounce off of. So please send in your voice messages through the Anchor app. And maybe I can eventually get a guest on. My only thing is I don't want any profanity, and I don't want anything about political junk. I don't care what side of the political fence you are. Just don't bring it onto my show, because my show is apolitical. And we do not talk about certain things like that. It's very counterproductive. And I just think that we as a society should get together and be less divisive, which pretty much after the U.S. 2016 election, everyone's been trying to wear their political leanings on their sleeves. And I think that it's kind of like we're no longer entertained. We just go into tribalism. And I am very much against that. I believe that all people should have a right to believe what they want, and that whatever someone believes, if it's contrary to yours, it's none of your business. I mean, if they're not harming you with the ideology, there's really no reason to be offended that someone doesn't agree with you 100%. Just live and let live. Let them believe what they want to believe. If it's not hurting you, don't let it hurt you. That's all I gotta say in that issue.